Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Today's episode is brought to you by Buoyant Baby Water Cribs, because waterbeds aren't just for middle-aged guys from the 70s anymore. I don't see anything. Can you believe I'm playing 38 Special on our podcast? I can't believe it. It's because it's episode 38, and it's special.
Heck yeah.
My name is Terry Guile. This is the TagCast podcast. Welcome to the Hump Day episode, season 4, episode 38. Just hold on loosely, because in 3 more episodes, we're going to be done with the season.
Season 5.
So thanks for listening. My co-host is sitting across the table. He had to go shut the door real quick because the wind's blowing out there. Who are you?
I'm Gatch. People know us by now, right?
I know. Do we even have to announce ourselves anymore?
I was just checking the other day. We hit, and I don't know if I... I always think about throwing out numbers and whether or not I should, just because. So we're at 16,000 downloads.
Right on.
Just about, we're not even 160 episodes, so that's over 100
episodes.
I remember early on we were around 90, remember that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that's,
you know,
an average, right? 100 average.
Yeah.
So each episode's probably got different amounts of downloads.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And and then I was watching some Marin clips from on late night.
Uh-huh.
Different various late night shows, and 2011 he was talking about his podcast getting 450,000 downloads a week.
Wow, I thought it was, well, yeah, because, yeah, it was 250,000 subscribers, and he was doing 2 episodes a week.
Yeah.
So it was close to 500,000.
Yeah.
That's insane, dude. That's a 500,000 people.
That was in 2011.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and so, I mean, yeah.
Go get him, Mark.
A show back then when he had 5, you know,
yeah,
quarter of a million watchers.
I wonder who those people are. And how could there be that many people listening, and could there be that many people that don't know what a podcast is?
I know, exactly. That's what I thought. It's like, I didn't even know that many people knew what a podcast was.
Right. Well, they do, apparently. I still can't believe that this band that we're listening to has 2 drummers. Why on earth would they need 2?
Now, this was, the Van Sant brother?
Yeah.
The guy from Skynyrd, right? His brother?
Yeah.
On vocals?
Looks like he's on guitar.
Ah.
And I don't think that the guy who's singing is someone else, because the other guitar player looks just like him. He's got the same kind of brim hat and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird to see him just jamming a guitar.
But he moved on and he became the singer, right, of Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No, there's a third brother.
Oh.
Ronnie, Johnny, and Donnie.
Ah.
So Donnie Van Zant is from 38 Special.
Okay, yeah.
And then Johnny is the new singer that replaced his dead brother, Ronnie.
Hmm.
But yeah, these drummers, it just sounds like there's one, because they're both playing the exact same thing. That's weird. You'd think that they'd do, like, counteractive parts or something, but...
Yeah, at least for the show, right?
They got 3 guitarists, 2 drummers, and only 1 bass player. Man, that's a bummer for the bass player.
It is.
It's like, don't you got anybody to jam with?
I used to want to have a band with 5 drummers, like, 8 bassists, and then 13 guitarists.
I was just going to have no guitars, just 13 bass players, 5 drummers.
Wow.
And 10 backup singers. but no lead singer.
Whoa!
That's a mind fuck, isn't it?
That'd just be a Gregorian chant or something, right?
That was my didgeridoo.
That was very nice.
All right, so get out there and hump somebody. Find somebody to hump. Do some humping.
Find somebody to hump.
Don't you want somebody to hump?
There was a similar song to that by Soul Asylum off of Grave Dancers Union called Somebody to Shove.
Really?
So, yeah.
Because there's another song by L7 called Shove.
Need somebody to shove? Or to shove?
No, I think it's called... It's about fighting and we're going to shove.
Huh.
But I don't think it was, I need somebody to shove.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the exact melody of the Soul Asylum song. But
you have a little trouble remembering melodies of songs. Sometimes.
Yeah. But that one, you know, that song had some good albums for an alternative band of the 90s.
That was awesome. You said that song had some good albums.
It did.
The album has some good songs, too.
I miss, but you can listen to it on YouTube now. The second disc from Bad Motorfinger.
Ooh.
It's called Psalms. S-O-M-M-S. And it's a palindrome. Stands for palindrome. Satan oscillate my metallic sonatus.
Psalms?
Mm-hmm. Satan oscillate my metallic sonatas. That is a palindrome.
Oh, okay. So the words are a palindrome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, our fellow comedian Mark Saltbite would love that because he's the palindrome champion.
Yeah.
What is it again? Satan?
Satan oscillate my metallic sonatas.
Whoa.
That's a big one.
That is a big one.
You know, and...
And it makes a little
bit of
sense.
It was a double disc, a very limited run with the Bad Motorfinger, and it had a few live tracks and that song, She's a Politician,
I think
that they did, and like the live Slaves and Bulldozers, which is, you know, I'm not, you know, probably the best in like remembering what song is which from some of those albums, but that song, man, fucking... Just dirty.
I never heard that out, that extra disc or whatever. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube, the individual tracks. I think one was a cover. I think it was that She's a Politician.
And is that originally by someone else?
I think it might be. I don't know. I'd have to research.
I kind of missed a lot of Soundgarden. I kind of didn't think I liked them when Lance tried to turn me on to Bad Motorfinger because it was too... high singy. I said, the music's pretty cool, but it sounds like David Coverdale on vocals. And he's like, oh, what? He kind of got offended that
And it was a weird style with how droney their guitars were and how the vocals were over on top of that. You know, it was almost like they almost didn't go together.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, almost too high for the thing. But it was made up, I guess, by him belting it out. I think, like, you know, the sleeping with one eye closed, you know, kind of has a weird vocal stylings as well as drawing flies.
Yeah.
Weird song.
But there's not a lot of singers that just come out that have that ability to fucking belt out the vocals like that, like Robert Plant or... Mm-hmm. I don't know who else.
That's all confidence, though, right?
I guess. Well, you can,
a large part of it. I mean, you have to have the voice, obviously, but I mean,
you can have the voice, and if you don't have the confidence to project it out, it ain't going to come out right. So
yeah,
I understand
what
you mean on that.
It ain't going to belt out. You know,
you got to get the belt out sometimes.
Heck yeah.
So you said a couple, I don't know, last week sometime on an episode, you said, I don't think you were watching it, but you had noticed that there was lots of episodes of One Life to Live and stuff on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. Like they were taking over the soap opera.
Right. So I found out, like we talked a little bit, that All My Children and One Life to Live had been canceled from TV. Well, then they relocated to Hulu, and apparently they'd been on 5 days a week, and now they're getting cut back to 2 days a week, And
I saw something about that.
Snoop Lion's going to be on there on One Life to Live.
That's funny. That's a cameo place
yeah,
now,
and,
right?
I didn't
if
know
it's
this.
Going to the internet.
Yeah, the hip-hop star will be seen playing himself on the show from Tuesday,
sure.
June 6th. Through June 6th. The new 30-minute episodes of the soap opera premiere every Tuesday and Thursday via online network and free at Hulu. On the series, Snoop Lion is set to visit the fictional town of Landview to promote his new film, Reincarnated. Snoop ends up making a powerful impact on Matthew Buchanan, played by Robert Gorey, and also appears in multiple scenes with new and returning favorites, including Robert Woods, Hilary Smith, Corbin Bleu, Kelly Massal. I don't know who those people are.
Some big names, I'm sure, in the soap opera.
But
fandom.
Snoop previously made several cameo appearances on the soap before it wrapped up its run on ABC last year. Hmm. I didn't know that.
I think I saw him standing around on some show. I don't know if it was the soap opera, but
he also sang and produced the new One Life to Live theme song.
Nice.
Brand New Start featuring
That's cool, man.
IZA or Iza.
I like that I'm not a big soap opera fan,
big
but I like
snizzle.
That Hulu is taking over shows in a similar way to Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that can only be good when you have more independent style people producing.
Plus with the cable and satellite companies charging so fucking much,
man.
For it's just ridiculous.
And
if
they don't
you can
put
get,
out shows.
Nope, if you can get an internet. If you can get internet service and get like Netflix for $8 and Hulu for $8 a month, that looks like you're paying, you're going to have internet anyway.
That's what I do, yeah.
So that's going to be like $60 as opposed to $70 for cable and
yeah.
$60 for internet.
And you can get a Blu-ray player for under $100 that'll stream all that stuff to your TV, or you got a Roku that'll do that too, right?
Yeah, well, not everything, but it streams Netflix and like Crackle.
Mm-hmm.
It'll stream Hulu, but you have to have a Hulu account.
Oh, yeah, I got the Hulu Plus.
$7.99, do you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I do. They have a lot of content on there, but I don't know if it's really, unless you watch, I don't know if it's worth it, really.
Yeah.
You know, if you watched a lot of back shows, like they have all the episodes of Saturday Night Live on there, but I think they do on Netflix as well.
Yeah, they do. They have like all seasons from the very first episode
yeah.
to last season. But it sucks because they cut a bunch of stuff out. We talked about that before. Sometimes they cut out the musical performances, and sometimes they cut out the monologues, which is just lame, I thought anyway. But I wonder if Saturday Night Live will ever get canceled or if they'll just like give it up one day. I don't know if it would ever get canceled.
I don't know. I would say that when Lauren went, but he already didn't do the show for a while anyway, right?
In the 80s, and it suffered terribly, but it didn't ever get canceled, which I thought was kind of weird.
I think the only person that could take over for him really would be Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a head writer, but she's doing other shit now.
Yeah.
She'd probably go back to it, maybe. I don't know.
Well, if she was given, you know, Lauren's executive producer slot.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that paycheck.
And then that show would just be 30 Rock.
Yeah, and she'd take over Broadway video production and all that.
I don't know why I never really got in that show, 30 Rock.
I tried. I watched like the first two or three seasons, but it was like a chore for me to go back and watch. It wasn't something that I really wanted to go back and see what was happening on. I had a lot of funny moments. I like Tracy Morgan's character.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan. You got Alec Baldwin. You know, Tina Fey is fucking funny,
and
the preposterous.
That guy that plays the page there, he's pretty funny.
Yeah, he is.
He turned up on Portlandia a couple times, or at least once, I remember, but
yeah,
I haven't seen him in many other shows, but speaking of shows,
him,
though,
he's kind of like that, right?
I guess I don't know if they got canceled or if they just decided that they're wrapping up, but after 13 seasons, A&E's Intervention going off the air.
Oh, wow.
I thought that I guess pretty much everybody knows about that show now, so how could you trick someone into being on it?
You would be...
this person has agreed to be in a documentary about drug use. They don't know that they'll face intervention because they obviously live in a cave or something. But
I don't know.
So I guess they didn't get canceled. They're just wrapping it up, the producer says, as it comes
to
an
end. Out of people.
We're proud to have paved the way for such an original and groundbreaking series.
Sure.
We're honored to have been part of the 243 interventions since its premiere. 243, and to this day, 156 of those 243 people are currently still sober.
That's awesome.
So good job, intervention people.
You know, I mean...
And I know that that show makes a lot of...
Using reality TV for...
good?
I guess.
Kind of. It's somewhat scripted, I'm sure, but it also makes people who are addicts watch it and go, fuck, that's me, I'm fucked up, I need help, you know?
Well, or you could do, like, when I watch Hoarders and go, well, I'm not that bad.
Exactly. It makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, I smoke a lot of weed, but I ain't shooting up heroin.
Yep.
Yet.
7 days a week, just six.
Just five. I would cut myself down.
Yeah. Dr. Drew announced that he's not going to do the celebrity rehab anymore because they've lost, like, five patients, like, to suicide or something like that or whatever.
Yeah, that gets a little... A little sticky when it turns into that kind of stuff, but
yeah,
I wonder if they, I wonder how much those people that go in the interventions, if they get any money or if they just get the free treatment.
I'd imagine they would get a livable something
while they're being filmed.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, you got to give up your job or whatever.
Well, these people's jobs, they don't really.
Well, that's true too. But if they, you know, if they had one, and maybe. Or it'd be like, we'll make sure you get your steal your two shopping carts a week you can fix up.
Yeah. That's all you get.
Yep.
Yeah, I found out last week that a celebrity, Hollywood celebrity, has officially joined the ranks of other millionaires like George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, and Madonna. I was wondering if you might be able to guess who's just...
Billionaires?
Billionaire. A female... Billionaire.
Oh, all that.
I'll give you one hint.
Did you give me Oprah?
Oprah is one. Okay. Madonna, George Lucas, and Steven Spielberg. But the new one is also a black lady, if that helps you at all.
Oh, it kind of does. I'm going to go with, oh, man. Are you going to tell me Star Jones?
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, then I'm going to go with, oh, really? Michael?
No, it was actually Janet.
Oh.
That was a clue for you. But yeah, Janet Jackson is officially a billionaire now.
Wow.
Because of all of her record sales and all of her...
Nipple slips.
Nip slips, the Clumps. She did those poetic, you know, the Professor Clump movies. Made a big bunch of money
for her. Yeah. I forgot she was in there. I was thinking of the PJs for some reason.
Yeah. And it listed a couple other movies that she is in, but I don't know. Poetic
plus,
Justice.
No, that was... She wasn't ever in Playboy, was she?
No,
that
no.
was just...
Oh,
LaToya,
no.
Like,
I think she
might have
been
twice.
On the cover, but I don't think she did Nude Spread.
Yeah, that was LaToya.
But she still probably got paid for it.
Sure, sure.
Dude, $1 billion.
Wow, I didn't realize. Some of that must have to do with any part of Michael's estate or something?
I don't know. I doubt it. It just said that the money came from, and it listed her movies and her records, and she's had several gold and platinum records. And
Paula Abdul is still the next Janet Jackson.
She'll never be. She'll never be.
Straight up nothing.
Oh. That song's about a penis.
What? Straight what about up? That opposites attract? That one's about magnets.
That one's about a penis, too.
Wow.
That means it's an opposite of a penis is a vagina.
Yeah.
And they attract each other because they fit so well together.
You remember that video at all?
No.
Do you? It was like her... it was innovative at the time, I do believe, because she was like dancing with...
The stars?
Cartoon characters on like a cartoon thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like a,
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, and it was around that same time.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Roger Rabbit, I don't know.
I don't think I ever watched that whole movie.
I didn't either. It didn't. It's a rabbit.
There was a lot of hullabaloo about it.
There was, wasn't there?
Because it was like new, groundbreaking, blah, blah, blah.
It was the Avatar of its day.
And then when Space Jam came out, was that after that?
Yeah.
Because that was kind of I don't know.
That was probably around 88.
That was cartoon characters and real people, 90? Right?
Yeah. And Michael Jordan.
Yeah. And Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm. And that Martian guy. Yeah. I went and saw that movie in the theaters.
Did you like it?
It was goofy.
What about Air Bud?
No, I never went and saw that one. They have like three or four of those movies, though.
Air Bud 2.
Yep.
And Air Bud 3? I don't know.
What's the one he's playing hockey in?
I didn't see any of them. That should have been Ice Bud.
I think one was football, and then one was, I don't know.
Or butt.
I think they should have just done frisbee.
Bud ice. Bud on ice.
Yeah. Bud dry.
Why ask why? Try Bud dry. So you know that I always get that chick Wendy Williams confused with Wendy O. Williams.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my other guesses because she has a talk show.
And she's black.
Yeah.
And Star Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Wendy O. Williams is from that punk band called the Plasmatics, and she used to come out with her titties out with black tape.
With the
tape
black electrical tape
on
over
the
nipples.
Well, it's her birthday today.
Oh.
She is, let's see if you can guess.
Four tape strips.
Four tape strips old.
So let's see. I remember my first experience with her was seeing a little story in an old
Hit Parader?
Penthouse or Playboy.
Ooh.
Like flipping through old Pawpaw's mags.
Yeah.
Know? And seeing that and going, whoa, that's cool. And, you know, the punk rock and Wendy Williams and had a thing of her with the tape.
With her nip slips.
Yeah.
And, she taped them so they wouldn't slip.
I was probably around 78, and I would say she was about, so I'm going to go, she's like 63.
Wow, that was very good, reasonable reason, whatever you call it. 64 today. So she was 63 when you guessed officially.
Yeah.
And if anybody knows what that means, just shut the fuck up. Because we don't give a goddamn. And other than that, I was kind of behind on my fact checking. So I don't know any other. Oh, Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight and the Pips. And she's the same age as my dad.
Now the Pips. Is that a derogatory term now?
What does he call black people that?
I don't know.
What are Pips?
Pips are, the little, in my knowledge, they are the things on a playing card. The heart or the diamond. Or whatnot, those are pips.
I never heard that before.
But it might just pertain to the corner number.
Oh.
Like the two with the diamond underneath.
And that's a pip?
Maybe.
Hmm. Maybe.
So, I don't know.
I thought you knew
for some for some reason that, I guess, I equated that to spade.
Ah, David.
Yeah. Oh. David Pips.
David and the Pips.
And that guy, fucking, you see the new Grown Ups 2 poster or thing,
man,
with the...
No, I didn't even know about it. That's going to suck.
Oh, no, but the funny thing was it showed them all from their high school photos.
Uh-huh.
So they all look, you know, it might have been like new school, and then they just made it look like that, but they fucking look pretty dorky. So I don't know if it was fake. Chris, I think Chris Rock had the high fade going on.
Oh, yeah.
Like a super high one. And then David Spade just looked creepy.
Just took a picture of him from, like, when he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
When he looked like he was 12.
Yeah, with a different clothes.
Or a picture of Macaulay Culkin and said that that's him.
His show just ended. I mean, that show was on forever. Rules of Engagement.
Yeah, and he was not the main star, but a major co-star, right?
He was the comic relief.
Oh, okay.
I think, right?
I'd never watched it.
I've seen a couple episodes, but it was mostly two married couples, and he was the single player. So he got to be the David Spade, like, creepy pervert guy.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, is a great role for him. And there was some, I think Patrick Warburton was in that.
Huh.
And... You know, it was like a TBS show or something, wasn't it? Or maybe it was this regular. I don't know. I don't watch TV when it comes on, and so it's not on my radar if it's not on my queue.
It's just in the background.
Yeah, yeah, and that's that seldom comes around. But David Spade, man, he's funny. He was in what was that one show he was in forever with?
Just Shoot Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's had a pretty solid career.
And actually, I've heard that Brian Posehn gets a lot of, when people come up to him and say, you know, they recognize you or whatever, say, you're the guy from Just Shoot Me. It's like, well, I'd rather be known as the guy from...
He was on there, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I guess pretty prominently, I guess, towards the end.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the, like, photo guys or helpers or something.
Yeah, and he's like, I'd rather be recognized from that guy from Mr. Show or...
All right, I got one of that guy from fucking Immortalized.
Whoa, what's that?
It's a fucking taxidermy contest.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, he's one of the judges.
Huh.
Immortalized, you can find it on, well, I've watched it on Comcast. I don't know where else you would find it.
Yeah.
And
he was in
it. It's a new series. It was on A&E.
Oh.
And, or AMC.
H-I-J-K, Omen O-P.
Yeah, and the thing was, it took a common person, it was just two guys who did taxidermy, and they'd give them, like, a theme, like War and Peace, or, like, the end of the world, and then they'd have to go home and create these taxidermy pieces, like, one guy with the War and Peace... It brought him back to Vietnam, so what he did is he had this diorama. His thing was squirrels. He loved, you know, he's quick. He's like, I could skin a squirrel in, like, less than a minute.
And eat it, too.
Yeah, and so what he did was he had all these little squirrels in this little diorama, and half of them were, like, holding signs with peace and all dressed up in flowers. And on the other ones, they all were, like, in the trees with guns and camo, you know, these little stuffed squirrels. And then, there's three judges, two taxidermy experts, and then Brian Posehn.
How old is this show?
It's brand new. Oh. The first eight seasons or whatever, or the first eight episodes of the first season have all aired.
Huh.
I just finished watching that Robot Combat League, another fucking, that last episode, that was amazing.
And what's that? What's the premise of that?
It's the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, that's
live.
Right. You were telling me about that.
Yeah. And the last episode was the finals, and it was the best of five rounds. And if someone won two rounds, they bring out these mega weapons for both of them, and they're just like, man, they were just punching.
I'll knock your block off.
Dude, at one point, one of the robots had no hands. Like, both hands had flown off.
Oh, shit.
And it was a robot that had these massive brick hands, basically. And they kept, because you got to swing like this when you're doing the controls, you know, with your arm, big exaggerated motions.
Right.
And then, and so the arms would break at the elbows. And so then you're still swinging them.
You're just swinging.
You're swinging like a dead weight. Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
And then Jericho, the host.
Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
He's like, oh, I can't remember. The Crash has no hands. And he totally gets all fucking pumped up.
That's too funny.
It is. I would, if you're going to watch the normal episodes, I would just fast forward to the fights. There's a lot of... reality TV show stuff in there.
Just fast forward to the fights, just like in the races, fast forward to the wrecks.
I just watched the last one. It's not going to get better than that last episode.
Yeah. So as you get older, do you ever find yourself having trouble recognizing people's faces that you've met before?
No.
There's a disease that's called...
Yeah.
Prosopagnosia. Prosopagnosia.
Where you can't recognize people's faces?
It's a face perception disorder that prevents people from recognizing people after they meet them. And
they're just blurs.
Yeah, it happens with Sasquatch a lot.
But yeah.
Go figure. Hollywood's Brad Pitt says he may suffer from this because he just doesn't recognize people that he meets. And that he says that so many people hate me because they think I'm disrespecting them. But so I told them that I was going to the doctor to see if I had this disease, and they were even more offended. Every now and then someone will give me the context, and I'll say, thank you for helping me, but I piss more people off. You get this, like, you're being egotistical, you're being conceited. But he said it's a mystery to him. He can't grasp a face. But so that's why he stays home and doesn't hang out with only people that he knows really well.
Maybe. It could... I I don't know. I don't have that problem.
Prosopagnosia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll learn more about it.
It's just I'm a big actor. Who the fuck are you, disease?
I don't know. You'll learn more about it soon.
We will.
I'm going to predict.
So it's going to like bust out like anxiety attacks and stuff?
Yeah.
First thing you know, everybody's going to
No, just you personally.
Who's that? Me?
You personally. You'll learn more about Propecia soon.
Propecia?
Or whatever you said.
Oh, prosopagnosia.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a big difference between Propecia and prosopagnosia.
You can use one to treat the other, though, right?
I think so.
All right. No, yeah, but, I don't know. You know Mary Lou Henner is a genius, right? Like a memory whiz.
I've heard that. I kind of used to think that I had a crush on her when I was a little kid.
She would remember the date that crush happened.
Yeah.
Began. She would. You'd meet her and she'd just be able to nail it.
Just boom.
Yep. 1993.
I think it was earlier than that. So how many hands have you shaken in one day? Besides Michael J. Fox.
In a single day?
Yeah, there's a record for that shit.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to break any records.
Do you think it's a politician?
Sometimes when I go to a show and there's a lot of people there, sometimes you shake a lot of hands.
Like 10 or 15?
Yeah, that seems a reasonable number.
President Roosevelt once shook 1,851 hands in one day.
Wow.
That's a good politician right there.
Yeah. You know the handshake world peace theory, right?
No.
I think it wasn't a Carlin. It might have been Carlin that said that. Everybody just lined up and shook each other's hand and said their hi, I'm blah blah. It would take you like your whole life. You'd just be shaking hands and meeting people. You wouldn't even meet them all.
Huh. I don't doubt it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's 6 billion people, right?
Yeah.
All right, now let's divide that by 30,000.
Huh.
So that's 600,000.
600,000.
All right, so yeah. If you shook 600,000 hands a day. Well, no, let's say 6,000 hands a day. That seems realistic, right?
Yeah.
6,000 hands a day would take you like
that's not
1,000 years.
I don't think that's very realistic.
Somebody break out my math. Because if I'm right on that, or even close, I'm going to be amazed that I
did that math in your head.
Yeah. Because I used to know how to do math.
Yeah, but once you stop doing it, it kind of goes away a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, I burnt myself out on it, too, by slapping into pre-cal and calculus without... And trigonometry, to be honest.
I never touched any of those things.
With no realistic...
Algebra 2, as far as I went.
That was trig.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah. Algebra 2 and trig.
That was
like after geometry?
That was a trick.
Yeah.
They tricked me into doing trig by calling it algebra 2.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's... I think you really need to be able to apply the stuff you're learning at that level to really... have a connection with it, you know, rather than just learning fucking formulas and memorizing them and not really having any, what do I use it for?
Right.
Unless I'm going to go and work on airplanes and milling propellers and shit to dynamical efficiencies, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, man. Do you sit down a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time?
Yeah.
Do you think you sit down more than 11 hours a day? Like, not when you're sleeping, doesn't count.
No.
Are you up 11 hours a day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
they
had a survey or a poll,
I guess.
You have a 40% chance of dying within the next 3 years if you sit for more than 11 hours a day.
Wow.
So get up off your ass.
That's a long time to be sitting.
Yeah, like if you worked at a cubicle and had to work 12-hour days,
mm-hmm.
that would kill you within 3 years.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, it's the circulation. Well, they say you should get up like every hour. You know, they say like 15 minutes every hour you should get up and move around.
Yeah.
And it also helps with other things too, I do believe. Chemicals and keeping things moving.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes, you know, like, you'll wake up and it'll be after one of those nights where you made that mistake and you ate like two big bombs or something like that.
Burritos?
Yeah. And then, you know, like.
The bomb.
Yeah, you're just sitting on the toilet the next day and your legs go numb and then you get up and you fall over because your legs are numb and you don't got nothing there.
That's what always happens to me.
Yeah.
My leg goes numb.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm sitting on the toilet. My fake leg.
Yeah, your fake leg goes numb?
Yeah, I can't feel a thing.
Well, I thought maybe the pressure exerted in the other one. I thought maybe, you know.
So camping season's coming up, you know. It was Memorial Day weekend.
All right. You got your Coleman stuff ready?
No, I got my Alaskan camp trailer ready.
Right on.
It's not a camp trailer. It's a camper. But, we're getting ready to go to the Oregon Country Fair here in a couple months. Nice. And the mosquitoes get pretty heavy out there at times. And I found out recently that mosquitoes prefer biting people who are drunk. I don't know why they would prefer drunk people. Maybe their blood's sweeter, or maybe their blood tastes like a little bit of
more
alcohol.
Sugar in there?
Maybe. I don't know how they would know, though. I guess they prefer, they find out that they prefer like it nectar. After they bite it. Mmm. He tastes like a wine cooler.
Mmm.
Yum.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm just getting all these weird facts off one of these websites here. It's pretty interesting. It says here that time travel movies are banned in China.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
No Back
Did
to the Future.
Did you ever watch that creepy North Korea propaganda movie?
I think I heard something about it, but I don't think I watched it.
It was like about 3 months ago. Dude, it was creepy. It was a movie they showed in North Korea about evil America.
Right.
Showed like it basically started this... this kid in school or whatever, you know, this Korean kid in school. And then he's dreaming. And he's pretty much dreaming of going and kamikazing the U.S.
That's not
and
nice.
Then how glorifying it is. You know, there's all triumphant music and fireworks. It was really fucking creepy, dude. It's worth checking out. Just
I will do that.
You know, propaganda. Everything's propaganda, though, you know?
Pretty much. And if it's not, you're going to think that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like all, yeah. Just everything.
Everything. Even memes. Memes are propaganda.
This says that marijuana has a much greater effect on the brains of teenage females than teenage boys.
Hmm.
Wonder why.
I don't know.
Hey, and you know we were talking not too long about
crazy.
Left-handed people are more apt to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they're more likely to be autistic or geniuses than right-handed people.
I believe that.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if I believe the more... I don't know. That's tough. Because, well, only like 7 to 9%, I would imagine, are left-handed.
That's a small amount.
Yeah.
Are you sure that it's that small?
Well, it used to be. I'm not going to say that it's a recent number.
Right.
Might be as high as 20 now. Who knows? But I remember reading at one time 7%, but, you know, that could have been 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been left-handed a long time.
Like 30.
So naturally, being left-handed, you have interest anytime you see something that says left-handed. You know, if a book goes, Left-Hander's Guide to Life, you got to buy it because you're fucking left-handed. You're almost obligated.
Or the left-handed scissors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have used left-handed scissors before.
Do you own a pair?
Yeah, I do believe somewhere.
Well, you should. I'm glad that you do.
And there is a big fucking huge difference. And if you don't believe me, then go home and try using those scissors with your left hand.
That's right.
It's right here. This is the way they contour.
Oh, he's got them right here.
Yeah, you notice how they're always well, these are unisex ones, but they usually have that little thing right there, and then it's like that's where your thumb fits in, nice and contoured. Fuck it. This is the scissor cast.
Scissor cast. It's a left hand cast. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this one for at least 45 to 62 minutes. Did you know that you spend at least 45 to 62 minutes waiting every day?
I believe it.
That's a lot of waiting.
Mm-ps. Yeah, I do. I don't know. Yeah, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
What am I waiting on? I don't really have anything to wait on.
You wait for pizza sometimes.
That I do.
You're waiting for pizza now.
Man, you know, and I told him the other day, I said, you know, if you sold bags of frozen vegetables, it'd be hard for me not to order from there every day.
Why?
Because it, even if you didn't eat them, you'd still feel responsible for just buying, you know. Like, order three pizzas, and you get a free bag of frozen peas. You'd be like, hey, I'm getting vegetables in there.
What a bargain.
Yeah. Or just throw some fucking peas on, you know, I like peas on cheese and pepperoni. Sure, it'd probably be fine. Yeah. Not sweet peas, you know. You'd want some good garden peas with a little bit of snap.
Yeah,
you know, maybe even
snap peas.
You'd imagine what's the sugar snap one? So you eat the skin too on a pizza.
Yeah, maybe.
It'd have to be like a pizza geared towards something like that, not like Hawaiian and pea. Well, that actually might not be bad. But it's gonna be like pepperoni and pea shoots or pea things.
Pepperoni pea shoots.
Yeah.
Pea shooter pizza. How about that? Yeah. Pea shooter pizza. Yeah. I'm kind of hungry for some pizza, so that would be kind of cool for us to go get some pizza now. So I think it was a couple weeks ago you were giving us some names of stars and making us guess what the name was, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Did you include Carlos Estevez?
Which, no,
you know,
but
that's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be...
Well, I was going to say Emilio, but now that makes sense.
No, Carlos
I'm
is his brother,
stoned,
Charlie.
So that's
yeah, so he's
that.
Being billed as Carlos Estevez in his new movie called Machete Kills, directed by Robert Rodriguez.
Huh.
So because the fucking guy that's doing the film is Mexican, and...
Is that the stated reason?
No, that's I'm just saying that because why else would he? It's called
to get
machete.
Away from the name Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
maybe to like not bring that circus to the project.
Ooh,
not that it won't anyway.
It says in the film when it, on the credits it says and introducing Carlos Estevez.
Well, maybe he's taken to a different thing. He's kind of manic.
He plays like
he's
his
probably
dad.
Left-handed.
He plays like his dad, a U.S. president.
Hmm.
That's weird. Ooh, Danny Trejo's in it.
Nice.
Oh,
I did like
that's Machete.
Yeah, the Michael Jordan thing when they played. I think we talked about. I talked about that a few episodes ago, where Michael Jordan played against the Sheens in that little basketball.
Oh
80s,
yeah, yeah.
80s thing, and they talked about that about. They asked Charlie about why he was choosing to take his father's name when his brother was sticking with the Estevez. And
right.
He said, well, somebody's got to take it on.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to carry it on.
Somebody's got to get more popular because of his dad's name. Might as well.
Who do you
be.
Think the better actor is?
Well, Emilio hasn't been in a ton of movies.
Minute Work.
Well, Charlie was in that, too.
That's true, too.
Breakfast Club.
Probably the biggest would be Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
And, Tombstone, was the name of that?
Yeah.
Or, Young Guns.
Oh, it was Young Guns, that's right.
Yeah, Young Guns 1 and 2, I would say would probably be the peak of his,
That's a sad.
And no, then he did, Stakeout with 1, 2, and I don't know how
with
many.
With Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah.
Well, now, was that a good movie?
I'm not gonna say it was a good movie, but he was working. I haven't seen them, or if I did, it was way back when they first came out, and I don't think I watched two, at least.
Huh.
But, yeah, it was pretty, I don't know. I knew, you know, and then you got Charlie and what, The Chase? The Rookie? The Charlie?
Right.
Two and a Half Men.
Carlos Estevez.
He's a good delivery of one-liners.
Yeah, they were saying that maybe they think that the reason he changed his name is because this is like a serious role
maybe
compared to all of his comedic roles.
Have you thought about taking a different name for when you're doing serious and comedy?
Yeah, I remember we talked about it. It was going to be Terry Bradshaw Guile.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tour with Dan Paul Schaefer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, here's something that I think we talked about.
You think he could do a whole, 45 minutes just doing the Paul Schaefer laugh? Just probably. Do a performance art. Just one set. I'm not saying that should be your act. I'm just saying one set.
He might be able to do it. I think it was our very first or second episode we talked about the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas. Remember that?
Yeah.
They are still offering.
First episode.
They're still offering free food to anyone who weighs more than 350 pounds. That's fucking crazy. That's a catch 22. That's a catch 350.
Yeah. So if you weigh more than 350 pounds, we're going to give you something that'll likely, that probably has a 5% chance of killing you at the table.
Huh. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Five, 1 in 20.
One out of 20.
Yeah. That's something I learned very early on in the odds of, poker.
Huh.
You know? If you only have a 30% chance of winning, right?
Right.
And are you comfortable with that risk?
No. That's not good odds.
Yeah. Especially when you convert it to a real life thing like walking across the street. If every time you walked across the street, you only had a 30% chance of not getting hit by a car.
You probably wouldn't walk across the street that
You
much.
Wouldn't. You would never walk across the street.
Unless you're just feeling like I don't know.
Yeah. If you made it over there safe three times, would you ever cross again?
Jeez, I don't know. I'd make someone else cross three times before. Do you know that every day the average person swallows about 1 quart of mucus?
I believe it.
Ooh, a quart. What if we just saved it all?
Quart. What is that, 32 ounces?
Yeah.
Or 64.
No, a quart is 32 ounces. That's like a little less than a liter.
It's like a yogurt tub.
Yeah, or that Mountain Dew bottle.
Full most of that's mucus. Just like thin dripping down the back.
Oh, yeah, but it's still mucuses.
You remember how we used to say, there's no time that you are not smelling your own boogers.
Right.
There's also not a time that you're not tasting your own mucus.
That's right. That's why your mouth always tastes like shit. Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Do you ever drink eating shit?
You ever drink Fanta when your mouth tastes like shit?
No.
Like orange Fanta.
Not a big fan of orange drinks.
Are you a big fan of Fanta? Not a big fan of Fanta.
Yeah, they got other flavors. I've drinking Fanta before, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, okay. So you got a funky taste in your mouth and you drink an orange Fanta.
And then it still tastes shitty because Fanta tastes weird.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola made a fruit-flavored soda for the Nazis when there was a shortage of syrup in 1941, and that's how Fanta was created. Huh. So if you drink Fanta, you're a Nazi. That's what it comes down to.
Hmm.
Sieg Heil.
I don't know. The only thing I'd worse than orange Fanta is probably...
Orange Crush.
No, I don't mind Orange Crush, but I'm talking the orange McDonald's shit.
Ooh, orange high C.
Yeah.
High C.
Yeah.
Tang. Ooh, I think Tang's better than high C.
Yeah, for sure. That episode dropped not too long ago, the Tom Topics Tang Dynasty.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a lot of listens, a lot of downloads?
About 130 total right now.
Wow. That's pretty good, actually, for a new show.
Only about three people have downloaded the Crazy Taxi story.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I don't know. It's
That's
buried
like
now.
The best
that was like
one.
Fifth episode.
That was one of the best ones.
I should have released it first, but I got all trepidation.
Oh, because of the names?
Yeah, I didn't know, you know, I mean, I don't know.
I didn't know, you know, you know. Well, it's Wednesday.
There was nobody's name complicated.
Hans's name is fucking complicated.
He's coming on next week.
I'm going to hold my breath. So, Hans, if you don't come on, I will die. Just so you know. So don't
come on, man. We'll come on. We'll talk about the regular show, about fucking
Bob's Burgers.
Oh, dude, I love Bob's Burgers.
I know, the show, not the food.
Yeah, and well, I haven't eaten at Bob's in a long time. They used to have one up in Salem, and I'd eat there. Hans, when was the last time you ate at Bob's Burgers?
Maybe we'll. If he doesn't come here, we're just gonna go to his house with our stuff.
How about we just ask him questions on here?
Okay, and then what?
And then
we'll just tell him to fuck off.
Leave a blank spot.
Hey.
As if he's answering.
That's a Domesticide song.
Leave a blank spot?
Yeah.
But that was never released, though.
It was on Corporation.
Ah.
Our first demo. Second demo, excuse me. So Hans is listening to some Venom today. Welcome to hell. I know Venom.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to something I know, because every Monday he's got some band I've never heard of. God damn, Hans.
Lately, they added some people and became Venomous Concept, right?
No.
Are those bands similar at all?
They have distorted guitars and gruff vocals.
This has been Hot Topics.
All right. This has been Hot Topics with Tom Topic. I'm your host, Tom Topic. And let's see what I was listening to here. Goat Whore. Do you like Goat Whore?
I know of them, but I have not listened or heard.
The guitarist used to play for Acid Bath, and the singer is also in Soylent Green.
Acid Bath, Smashed Bath.
You don't like those guys?
I don't know. I've never taken the foray. Somebody tried to turn me on to them once way back in the day, and I listened to them a couple times, and I was like,
I got into him pretty good.
And then, later on I hear other stuff that intrigues me about him and makes me want to check him out again. But yeah. I never remember it at the time when there's ability.
So I got a couple of good ones.
I'll have to do that.
When the Kite String Pops is an excellent album by those guys.
I forgot what band we're talking about.
Though. Acid Bath.
Oh, yeah.
Schmathed Bath.
Yeah, that's right.
And the Goat Whore album I was listening to was Funeral Dirge for the Rotting Sun. Which is just a cool name for an album.
Yeah. Are they kind of doomy?
No, they're kind of blackish death metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
He kind of does some...
Yeah. Maybe I'd do better with, giving an album a listen rather than random songs I downloaded off of Napster, which I think is what I was doing at the time.
Yeah, they played at the Wow Hall about 5-6 years ago with God Forbid and some other bands.
God Forbid they play over there!
I know. You'd have to pay a lot of money to play there. Oh, man. I'm just glad that it's Wednesday and that the weekend was over, because that was a hectic fucking weekend. I don't like getting two blowouts in one day.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
But now I know I can handle a blowout in the van going 55 and not crash. So it was awesome. With a fucking whole full van full of gear. And then... Yeah, we told that story on Friday, and I'm just glad that, Monday, I'm just glad that it's over. We did play that party, though, and it was pretty fun. It did start raining about halfway into our first set, but we were undercover, and then all the people that were listening to us weren't, so they kind of scattered. That dude has like a full-size, it might be Olympic-size, in-ground pool.
Nice.
They're fucking rich. You know Steve Nims? You know Steve Nims? Nope, I used to work with him at Country Coach, and... He used to work with Jake at GP or something, I think. But anyway, they have a big Memorial Day party every year. And, man, we almost didn't make it in my van.
I
hadn't driven my van for about 4 months. And apparently the tires weren't wanting to be rode on. So
and they both went out at the same time?
No. I was just headed outside of town, headed to Albany, and I got about a mile from my house, got up to speed, and it's shimmying pretty good, which it never does. So I pulled over and looked at it, and there was a big... Chunk of the tire gone.
Yeah.
There was a steel belt hanging out, so I went home and put my spare on. And I figured if I had another flat tire, which, what are the odds of that? I'd have this shitty old spare at least. So I got about halfway to Jake's house, and then my passenger side tire blew out.
Blam!
Yep, so then I put the shitty one on the passenger side and limped over to Jake's house, and then we had to transfer all the equipment from my car to his two cars and then have Julie follow us over there. It was a whole debacle, but we made it, and everybody had a good time.
Did you consider putting your spare leg on there?
I almost did, but it's not round, so
yeah,
probably just tore that shit up.
You put an Oreo on there.
I didn't have any Oreos with me, bro. Mm.
They had some Oreos going on the other day on that popular show, Bet on Your Baby.
Oreo babies?
Yep.
Did any of the half-blacks win?
Nope, they did not. It's funny watching. It comes on in the background. That's all I'm going to say.
Don't lie.
And there ain't fucking much on.
You're watching.
If you're at home at fucking 8 o'clock on Saturday, let me tell you what.
You're watching Honey Boo Boo.
I've never seen that. I know who that is, but I've never. I don't get those channels mostly, I think, probably why. But, yeah. And it's funny watching parents, like, having to decide whether to bet on or against their baby.
Yeah.
Like when you can see it in their eyes that they know their kid doesn't listen, but they don't really want to bet against their kid.
Right.
You know, and it's, I don't know, and stuff like, is your baby going to stack 7 Oreos while the kid's dad's in there trying to get them to stack the Oreos? You know, can they stack in 30 seconds or are they going to eat the Oreos?
And, yeah.
You know, and they're in a room full of all these toys, and so I would probably be overwhelming to baby, they call it, even though I think most of them are around 3.
Yeah, they're still, I guess, babies, yeah. Toddlers, or whatever you want to call them.
And they got that one host that has the mom body.
Really? A mom body?
Well, you know, I don't know. You know, like she just had a couple. Like she just shot a couple out, you know?
Hadn't lost the baby weight yet.
Yeah, and she's got the funny...
The pear shape?
Yeah, but the clothes that accentuate that.
Mom jeans.
Pretty much. Mom slacks and yeah. Mom blouse. I guess that's what I was getting at.
She's dressing like a mom.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the whole, I don't know, why the fuck am I talking about actually having watched part of that?
Because you like Honey Boo Boo.
It's not Honey Boo Boo.
I'm just playing.
But I don't. Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, honey, you got a boo boo.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'd like to take this moment here to thank our awesome sponsors, Pizza Now, Complete Ag Resolutions. I guess we might as well wrap this hump day episode up. If you want to see what's going on in my world, go to terrygile.com. I'll have some shows coming up there. I got one at the end of June and the middle of June. And, I don't even know what they are, but you listen to the plugs because we'll have them coming up after the show as well.
Good.
What do you got? What do you want to plug?
SickDaddyRadio.com, DudesChillin.com.
You know what we didn't even mention when Jared was on the show Monday, that he is the program director and DJ for Sick Daddy Radio.
Hmm.
So if anybody wondered, yep, that's him. Sorry, Jared, we forgot. And then you had to run out so quick because his mom got here to pick him up. Nah, just kidding. It was his cab driver.
But, yeah, and then, you know, I was still waking up, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that would have been a good thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we kind of stretched out the 10 favorite metal bands for like 40 minutes, so. And he kept going.
He kept going
like this. Like, hey. Yeah. What are you guys talking about that shit for? I got this list right here. Hey.
I would like to grab some more interviews for there. I was going to put that Ronnie Monroe interview on there. And so,
right on.
And then maybe Hubot Roman.
Yeah.
That could go anywhere.
Dude's chilling.
Yeah. Bot's definitely chilling. Should be... we talked about it that one episode. I should just release that on the Zappacast. Just like that, I'll just put it
see
up
if
there
they notice.
Episode, yeah.
XQJ.
Yeah, I think you were talking about how it wasn't updated on the site.
Oh yeah,
because I just slapped it on. on iTunes, because I think a lot of our listeners for that show
are from iTunes.
Yeah, just people searching for Zappa Music. And
yeah, and if you don't know what we're talking about, we have another podcast that's not a, well, it's kind of funny, but it's not strictly comedy. It's more music based. It's the Zappa Tag Cast, where we've been covering every release from Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention in chronological order. We're up to about 1983, I think episode 36 or somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's right about the time, I'm not sure when that album came out, but it's right about the time that Van Halen's 1984 came out.
Yeah, it was right around there.
Now, did that come out in 84 or in 83?
I think it came out late 83, so yeah, it would be there.
Like November or December,
yeah,
maybe even.
Yeah, maybe a Christmas release. But yeah, go check us out on iTunes if you want. And if you do listen to us on iTunes, please write us a review and rate us. Go to tagcastpodcast.com, click on the Amazon link, do some shopping. You give us some money in our pockets that we will take out and put back into the show, because that's what we do. It's got all the links for our social medias like Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can follow us on Twitter. We don't do very many posts, so it wouldn't be very different than if you weren't following us, because I don't do a lot of posts on Twitter, but whatever.
I don't either.
Twitter's weird. I can't seem to express myself in less than 140 characters.
I don't have that problem. It's mostly just a joke catcher, if you know.
Yeah, one-liners.
My problem is that I don't know that many people that utilize it. I mean, even if I know that enough people that use it, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really utilize it.
Fuck Twitter. Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Well, thanks you guys for listening on a hump day. We will be back on Friday to invade your ear holes once again.
January 9th, 1984. Sixth album came out on 1984 was the first song on the album.
Yeah.
And that was the only one that they didn't play on the radio, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just like a short intro to Jump.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Eddie Van Halen.
So they did play it on the radio.
Well, maybe on the FM stations. Yeah, not on the pop radio stations, though.
Yeah.
All right, we don't know who's coming up next week, but we don't care. Just tune in and listen to us like you always do. We're going to go eat some pizza, smoke some weed, and then we'll come back on Friday and bug you some more. Peace out, Nookas.
Oh, God.
Metal. Hey, all you taggots, what's up? I am here to tell you what's up. You're going to go do some shows. Go do some shows. Go watch them. Go play them, whatever you want to do. May 26th, we got Sick Man, the Alice in Chains cover band at the Black Forest, opening for national touring band Moss Generator. It's going to be a free show, 10 o'clock, 21 and over. May 28th, Bolt Thrower, Benediction, Hellshock. It's going to be a great show at the Star Theater in Portland. It's been years since either of those bands, Bolt Thrower or Benediction, have played over here, so that would be great. May 31st, it's Usnia, Bellwitch, Norska, and Bastard Feast at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland. I think the tickets are like $5 or $8. You can get them at Ash Street's website. Also that night, if you're not into the Doom thing, you can go see some thrashy death metal at the Hawthorne Theater with Fear Factory, Hate Eternal, Cobra, and the Lotus. Tickets are on sale now. You should get them. That might sell out. As well as this show, Saturday night, June 1st, Lamb of God with Decapitated and Terror at the Roseland Theater in Portland. And then the next night at the Black Forest, it's Omnility, Necryptic, Compulsive Slasher, a couple other bands, Death Metal Onslaught. It's a free show, 21 and over. Starts a little earlier than most Black Forest shows, 9 p.m. because there's a ton of bands. June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, Earth to Ashes, The Odious, and Never Awake at the Hawthorne Theater. Listen to Sick Daddy Radio at sickdaddyradio.com for your chance to win a pair of tickets to that show. That's June 4th. Intronaut is a great band, as well as Earth to Ashes, local rockers. June 8th, it's Albumpalooza 2, fundraiser for local charity. It's at the Albany Riverside Community Center. Featuring Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Apophis Theory, Catechist, Bikini, American Roulette, Ed to Shred, Bikini, and Kevin Smith. I don't know who Kevin Smith is, but he'll be there as well. And if you can't make it to that, say you're in Portland that night, June 8th, go see Necryptic from Eugene, playing with World of Lies and Damage Overdose, also Hyborian Rage, featuring Dan from Truculence. That's happening at Katie O'Brien's, a bar that's been recently doing some extreme metal shows, which is good to see. Some comedy shows coming up. June 13th, Tracy Morgan from, you know, Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock. He's going to be at the Newmark Theater telling his dark brand of humor up in Portland. The next night, June 14th, that's a Friday, at Cornucopia in Eugene, 5th and Pearl. It's the Pantsless Comedy Show hosted by Mike McGowan. I will be featuring that night. I don't know who the headliner is, but apparently we'll all have our pants off. That's a free show. It's 21 and over. You should come down and laugh with us. Maybe you'll laugh at us because we don't have our pants on. June 20th at the Wow Hall, it's Pauly Shore. Do you think he's still going to do the same stuff that he's been doing? I don't know if I'd pay to see that, but you might want to go out to the Wow Hall and check that out if you'd like. A bunch of other shows coming up, like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. June 21st for that one. July 3rd, the Rockstar Mayhem Festival with Rob Zombie, Mastodon, Amon Amarth, many more. White River Amphitheater in Auburn, Washington. July 18th, we've got Black Flag. Don't get your hopes up, though. No Henry Rollins there. They'll be playing with Good For You and Piggy at the Hawthorne Theater. July 20th at 6 Feet Under, Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse. Not to be confused with Cannibal Corpse, a band that does pot parodies of Cannibal Corpse songs. They're a great, great band. Also coming this summer, the day before my birthday, August 24th, Black Sabbath at the Gorge. Lots of stuff for you guys to do. If it's a Friday night, go check out Comedy at the Baghdad. It's always going on. And when you get home, listen to TagCast Podcast. I can't speak. It's at tagcastpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.